המצווה למדלת הוא ארבע ושלושים, היא שציוונו שייסו הכהנים האורים על כספיהם כשנרצה לסייסוי ממוקום למוקום. ואומר ישראל כעבודת הקודש עליהם בכוסף ייסו. So what the Rambam is presenting, just before we say anything, is a mitzvah of Nesiyas HaOlim, which he claims is on Kohanim, which he claims, we'll talk about each one individually, Mitzvah Shem Brunetta, which he claims also is, depends upon one's caprice, Kishenirtze,
okay,
and it's also from the pasuk Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem BaKosef Yisrael. That's what we have, correct? So I'm going to give you some background, and then I'll get going here, okay? This is really apologetics, okay? My Rebbe has an approach, okay, which I'll tell you in short. And Biskarov has an approach, I'll also tell you in short. And you'll see, and I'll explain to you why I'm not going either way, okay? Let's just, you know, get the orient before I just start into the text. I mean, see, Bakosiv Yisoo was part of a broader thing called Mas B'nei Kos, which included all the Klei Kodesh of the Mishkan. Okay, so we'll see. We'll go back to this again. I just wanted to say, I mean, Chassidus is the question. You know, no. Why? If it's all the Kelim Mishkan, why does Ram single out Oren? Why is Oren the Achsen? Okay? So, what Rebbe basically says is that all the Kelim and their Masa depends upon the Seder Machnes. And, it's Nosaf Pishnos Oel Moiru. And after they got to Eretz Yisrael, there's no more Seder Machnes, so in Mela, there's nothing left. And he says, Oren, its Masa doesn't require Seder Machnes, and I'm not sure, I think he might quote that there were two Aroines, and that it could have been out of the Machna, and Shalom HaYisrael. That's his approach. Biskarov claims that in one case that Kielu there was Masse of Mishkan even until Beis Alamim. Okay, that they brought it to Gilgal, and then from Gilgal to Shiloh, and then from Shiloh Novigoyev Givon, and then Beis Alamim. Okay. And then what he does is, he says, so what is the separate mitzvah? And that mitzvah is a mitzvah l'shah. So what's the mitzvah l'derech? He says, v'esei hivda Hashem ha-shevet ha-levi. Okay? He dashes a new pasuk and a new thing, and, you know, we can discuss the merits of it, but it's not clear b'chlal that the Mephoshim are like that, the Gemara is like that, the v'esei hi, what year does he refer to, and who is he referring to? Hivda Hashem ha-shevet ha-levi. That's what he does. The problem with this is, it's a letter to my Rebbe. It's a letter.
It's the end.
It's a letter. Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is when we're learning the Sherish Gimel, the Rav wanted to read the letter and talk about it. We couldn't find. So Well, Yitzi went out to look for the thing in the Beis Medrash, couldn't find the sefer, so whatever he wanted to say is lost. Okay, so that's it. So I'm starting from scratch. I still remember that, you know, he wanted to do it. Okay, so whatever it is, that's what we have. Okay, so the problem is the Ram clearly says that the mitzvah is in Bakosiv Yisrael. Okay, it doesn't say it's Beis Ahi. So, okay, I understand this. That's what I'm here to talk about. I'm just telling you. So my Rebbe basically said that it's basically the same thing that it was in Mishkan, but it's the only keli. It just happens the only keli doesn't depend upon machnis. Okay, and Biskura basically has a new mitzvah which we don't know. You know. The Ram doesn't quote it. That's to say the least. Okay? So that's what we have. Correct? Okay. Now we're going to start from the beginning. Correct? That's what it is. The Rambam, first of all, quotes this mitzvah over here, Mitzvah Lamed Daled. Okay, and if you look at the Seder in the Minyan HaKotzer, he has in the Mitzvah of Mikdash, he has Mikdash, and he has Yiras HaMikdash, and Shmiras HaMikdash, then he has the Mitzvah of Moses HaLevi, and then basically all the Mitzvahs after that have to do with Kohanim, and Kohanim and Mikdash. The strange one is, okay, which I can't explain, like in the middle of nowhere, the Shiluach Tmeim comes like in the middle of nowhere. But all the rest of them are basically Kohanim. And the Rambam here in this mitzvah is going to go out of his way to explain why it's Kohanim. Okay? So then it becomes a little strange that if it's Kiavuris HaKledesh Aleihem and it's part of the Seder Machnes, in Kohos, that it should be Kohen becomes a little bit odd. Okay? Correct? But, in fact, in the Rambam, or in the Vuchim, when he talks, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Hei, when he talks about the Seder of Mitzvahs, HaMitzvah Asher Kolol Oysom, HaKlal, or Asiri, Hey Masheh Sofalnum, Behilchus Beis Bechir, Behilchus Klei HaMikdash V'Ibneboy, Behilchus Beis HaMikdash V'Chulei, V'Yadua Sh'Anoshim Ahim O Yabonim Heicholois, L'Kechavim V'Hoyim Meisivim V'Heichol Ahu Hatsura, Shohoyu Maskim L'Ovdo, V'Otzloi Mesura Meyuchesis L'Kechav Echod, O Galgal Echod, V'Tzivonu Anachnu Shinim Neheichol Lishmo Yisale, V'nosim boi ha'orein, sheish boi shnei luchais, avonim, shevehen onoichi v'lo yihye. Okay. So, the Rambam somehow is tying orein to Mikdash. Okay. As much as the Rav, and the Ram seems to base the Bechira in Perek Aleph, doesn't do that 100%. Because the Rambam says that the mitzvah is Shiva Kalim, he doesn't mention Oren. Okay, the Seder, whatever it is. And if Oren is something, because the Rambam does put Oren in Klei HaMikdash, Oren is Klei HaMikdash, it is a mitzvah with that Klei HaMikdash, so the place of it is over here. Okay, and Kohanim. Interesting also is the Rambam works very hard, and that seems to be what he's out to do here, to prove the mitzvah Kohanim. He quotes, as we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, Sefer Yoshua, I didn't tell you where it is, Sefer Shmuel, And then he quotes some Psukim Divayamim with a Sifri. Okay? Interesting is, if you look in the Minyan HaKotzer, and you look in the Pratei HaMitzvos, and you look at Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, there's no mention of Kohanim. In Minyan HaKotzer, Lo Seis HaOlon Al HaKotzer, Kishenoisa Noisai, Shenem HaVakosi Yisol, Pratei HaMitzvos, in the beginning of Klei HaMikdash, Ve'ovdim Boi, Lo Seis HaOlon Al HaKotzer, Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, Beis, Shemalichen Es Ha'olein, Yimokon Lamokon, B'chul Eim Malichen Es Ha'ikach, Ala Behem, Ala Agolais, V'shoch David, Poets Nifas Peretz Be'uza, Ela Mitzvah Not La Ha'kotef, Shenema, Ki Avodes HaKledesh Aleim, B'kosef Yisol. Okay, so it's also very nice. But no mention of Kohanim. The Rambam, his business of Kohanim and this whole diatribe that he has about it is an isolated phenomenon over here. Just to put things in perspective, okay? Continue. Mi mokum le mokum. So that's what we said, that the mitzvah is tluya b'ritzeinenu. Our rotzen, our caprice. You don't need choir who has novi. Okay, so now let's get to the kasha.
Is that true even in the Beis Olam when Kalmo is in the Kodesh Kodashim? We have somebody wants to move it.
If somebody wants to move it, you know. L'cheira the mitzvah is to move with a kotev. Whether you're allowed to move it is a different issue. But if you do move it, you know, the mitzvah is with a kotev, I assume. And that's what they did. They took it with a kotev, I assume, when they took it to Geniza. Okay? Okay, so now let's go back. Ba'kotev Yisrael was said in Avodas Maaseh B'nei Knohos. And again, their avodah is la bedafka ba'olim, but it's also in the other klei mishkan, and that's what it says in Bamidbar Perek Gimel, pasuk lamet lamet beis, v'nosi beis av le'mishpachas hakohosi al yisrofim ben uziel u'mishmaltam ha'olim v'ashulchan v'amenero. V'amizbachis, u'klei ha'kodesh ha'ishosu b'hem, v'amosach v'chol avoidosai. In Bamidbar, Dalid, Perek Dalid, Aleph through Tezayin, the whole Seder, Pirik Oil Moed, u'masa b'nei Kos, is a discussion about u'klei ha'kodesh, and it's lav dafka b'orin. The Sefurnoi, in Bamidbar Zayin, Perek Pasuk Tes, ומנה כוס לא נוסן כי אבוידס הקדש לא אבוידס אוהל אבל אבוידס המקדוש והנה הוקל יסבורך אומר על הגולס שיהיו לאבוידס אוהל מועד שהוא מסה בני גרשם בני מורורי אבל מסה בני כוס לא היה שום דובו מכל בניין אוהל מועד אבל היה מסום כלי הקדש שהוא בסייכה שניקו מקדוש כמו ונוסו הכהוסים נויסי המקדוש. So לחייר it's all kalim, there's no difference. And this basically is מנחס חינוך קש. And that's where the Rav started, מנחס חינוך קש. מנחס חינוך in שיניים טס. ואני איני מייבן כיוון די אלפינם מפוסק כי אבוידס הקדש עליהם בקוסף יסאו הנאם בני כהוס ואבוידס בני כהוס מבואו בפה. בפרשת במדבור, דמנור והשולחן והמזבח, עזוב, הכל הוי אבוידס בני כוס. בואי צריכים לא עשייס ולא הוי מוליכים בעגולויס, כי תכסיב בני כוס לא ינוסן עגולויס. אם כן, מה ישנו נוקד אורים? הוא הדין שולחן ומנורו. וכולי, הכלל, Koshim Abudis bin a kos, hoy mitzvah say Lisa, for your daim. Velo ala golis, v'tzorchiyun. V'yevsha, midivre kabolahu, v'tzorchiyun. Ki lefi amavua batera, kol avoides b'nei kohos, hoyu noisim b'yadayim, v'lo ala golis, v'tzorchiyun. Okay? Now, you can add to this question, because the Masa B'nei Kos, which is Kleah Kodesh, is the Mishkan. This is the Kleah Kodesh of the Mishkan. They're being noisayim v'nosa oil moyed machne halavim mitoch hamachanois kasher yachnu ken yiso ish al yodo ledigleihem. Suppose my Midbar Beis Yud Zayin. So the Ramban there says, Vur Hamishkon Venosu Bene Kosu Bene Moy Viye Pirish Venosa Oil Moy Machna Labim Betrecha Machnas Shisa Oil Moy Bacho Machna Labim Betrecha Machnas is Kolis Kea Gershunim Vamurorim Noisim Ben Degel Yehuda Degel Uvein Vakohosim Noisim Ben Degel Uvein Ledegel Ephraim Kashi Yeforish Oid. So the Master B'nei Kos, the Ramban is very clear, that it's a chelik of the machnas of the golem. And there's one man, the Omer, that says that the Master of the B'nei Kos, this Master, l'cheira on the shulchan or whatever it is kevei machnas shchin v'olim moed, shilei pos alechem b'yoytze. Mu menocha is tzari heim and aleph. L'man, the Omer, nirsol, d'chsi v'nos olim moed. The Masa B'nei Kos is B'teres Machnais. Okay. So that's when Rebbe came and said, oh, in Holland you don't need Machnais. Rebbe said, eat Machnais, that's what happened.
And that's because sometimes you already went to Mechama, and that's why
there's... Or whatever, that's what he did. Yeah. So, this mitzvah, whatever it is, this one was going on, Mishkan, okay, whatever happened, l'chayra, since it depends upon, say, the machnais, l'chayra is the mitzvah l'shah. The same way the Ram and Sherish Shlishi will talk about this more later, that lo yavod oid, and lo yavod lios, kabbalas ha-kodesh, is l'shah, and it's not mena minyan. L'chayra, the mitzvah b'kotev nisisol, which was said by Mishkan, is also a shah. Or, you have to say it depends upon the, in other words, the etzem mitzvah depends upon machnis, or you have to say it's something like the Zayin Amamin, that the mitzvah is a chafer of the deiris, but you just don't have it. You require machnis, but you just can't do it. And that's the Ramban is, and I saw this in Sherish Gimel. He says, why lo yavod is not a mitzvah l'deiris? Ki ein bittel l'mitzvah ele b'nei she'enu heges lo b'nei she'enu tzricha eleinu o kvar omer harav kein b'minyin meya u'shmonim b'shiva b'inyin hachos zer zer amolek b'shim ma'amim ki kol mitzvah tikun heges l'deiris calls man she'enu nigderes b'zman miyuchot or b'mokim v'afilu b'hed adov v'shnitztav olof b'deiris ahem. Okay, she either say that it depends upon machnes and it doesn't exist, or it exists. Okay. So, since the Rambam singles out all of this difference, okay, so you'd want to say something about what Rebbe said, that the mitzvah b'kotev yisol depends upon the golem, and this is all the kelim. It's the Mishkan. Okay? The only thing is, and then you're going to go look like him also, that it's clear in Torah Shebiksav that there's a inyan niflo, the Masa Oloim, that doesn't have to do with Masa HaMishkan. And that, for example, you see like this. Vaitzav Moshe et halavim noisei alon bris Hashem leimo. Lekoyach et hatera hazeis v'yitna lekohanim b'nei Levi hanoisim es alon bris Hashem v'al kol zikne Yisrael. The kinui of the Levim was that the noisei alon bris Hashem. Something special. In the Pasuk Be'esahi Hivdil Hashem as Shever Alevi Losis Aroin Bris Hashem Lamud Lefnei Hashem L'Shos Avoch L'Shmo Ariyom Azeh, which Briskerov interprets as the Makor for the mitzvah itself, it seems from the Gemara Pesachim very clearly that this pasuk doesn't refer to the Abdullah from Kohanim, which Biskirov seems to claim. But the Gemara Pesachim says explicitly in Kuf Dalam and Aleph, Amri Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Trei Mili Ninu Bein Levim Li Yisraelim Tichsiv the Abdullah Bein Tichsiv Boesa Hivdal Hashem as Shevet Alevi Bein Kohanim Levim Tichsiv Bnei Amram Aaron and Moshe. So this Boesa He is referring to Levi. But it says that there was a Havdolah for Master Oren. So it means there's a separate kiyum of Master Oren, independent of Machnis. But this Master called Master Oren, Lachere, is also called an Avodah. Because the Ram Pirush Mishnayis in Shabbos, in Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Masa b'nei kohos et ha'olim loy hoyo el al ha'kotev. Masa b'nei kohos et ha'olim lo hoyo el al ha'kotev. V'ko ha'kos av avoyda shem b'nei kohos loy nosan ki avoyda sa'kodesh ha'kodesh aleim v'kos av Yisrael. So it's interesting. The Ram quotes Maaseh B'nei Kohos, and he quotes Oren, and he quotes Makos of Yisrael. So we'll see, as time goes on, what the Ram has done is an amazing thing. Because the Rambam will quote at the end of this mitzvah, a sifri, which the Matiki Ashmur claim that you could learn Bakos of Yisrael, that there's an inyan of the Siyas Oroin completely independent of Mishkan. And it's Bakos of Yisrael, and you require Bakos of. That's the Sifri. V'v'nei kohos l'nosan ki avodis ha'kodesh aleim b'kos Yisrael. Rabbi Nosan ha'am mikanch nis'alem me'enei David. Sh'loi nosu levim es ha'orim. Ela ba'agola. Sh'nema v'yakivu es aronu alokim el agola chadosha. So it means there was a problem on carrying the orim, b'teres orim. And that's the Sifri seems to say, that it comes under Bakos of Yisrael. So it's an amazing thing. Even though there's a Bakos of Yisrael, which has to do with the Seder Machnos, and that's not Kayim L'Deiris, there is a Bakos of Yisrael on Oren, B'teris Oren, that's what he says, as a Levim, no you say Oren, many times, and that's the Sifri said that David required Bakos of Yisrael, and that they didn't have it, they took it on our goalies. And Yushalmi also like that. Yushalmi Perik Yud Sanhedrin Sanhedrin Perigur Alocha Beis, that which Shichas Achitofa, the Beina Bakosi Visol, but Masaon, my Afil Tinoitu Shebeis Rabon. But it means also that the Din from Makosi Visol is the Chnoi Legadeis, and it applies to all of it. So you don't need to switch, to pull out, that's where Ram came from. You don't need to come to, okay. You know, you see, the Rav assumed it's all the same, it's just, in Hechatimsa it doesn't depend on anything. And Biskalov was Machalish and Umitzvah, from the Matiki Yashmua, you see there was a separate Inyan in because we saw of Omer. And that's where the Ram is coming from. And I want to tell you, it's called Betzbisei Dinoi. I thought the din for Masse Machnes and the Nos Afopish Nos Oil Moidu depends upon Dvar Hashem. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu and Al Pi Hashem Yisol. Without the Dvar Hashem, there's no Machnes. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. I thought the Machne, the Masse's from Mishkan, there was a whole Seder from Kisui, and a lot of Lo Yavo Lirois Kabbalas HaKadosh. We don't find that the Masa Lederis and David, that they were Machasa the Oren with a Preches. That's what Ram says, that Lo Yavo Lirois Kabbalas HaKadosh, as a Kadosh, was only was only Nuri Bamidbo. But in Oren, you don't need the Golem. In Oren, you don't need Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. And that's the Ram says over here, Kishenirze Leseisei Mimokim Lemokim. And L'chayles is going on, because David was now Pi Hashem Yachnu, Pi Hashem Yisol, and there was still a taina that it was Agolos. So you see that the Masa of Bakosi Yisol does not depend upon Pi Hashem Yachnu, Pi Hashem Yisol. And that's the Ram, it's very important over here to stress this, because this is Choluk. Kishenirze L'seisei Mimokim L'mokim. Okay.
What's the mocker of the Rambam that is
the what?
You just knew.
The what?
That there's a separate
halacha. That's what it says by Chazal, the Chachmi, the Matiki Ashmua. The Pirush HaMakubal, the Matiki Ashmua, said the state in Bakosim Yisol that there's a massive from Oroin, which does not depend upon Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol, and doesn't depend upon Kisui Pereches or Kisui from okay, and that's, it quotes the Pasuk, because of Yisol. They're both the Sifri and Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. L'chaira, if they wanted to be metaltel, the Shulchan or the Menorah, okay, or the Mizbeach Hazov, Shaloi B'Shas Masos, it wasn't Api Hashem, okay, there would be a din of Akosi V'Sol and a din of Kisli. We don't know anything like this. All these dinim were dinim Piruk and Tina and Piruk and Hamodes HaMishkan. And Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol.
I'm probably making a mistake. Didn't we say something about the Mizbeach and the Mitzvah Chav that has...
See, here, you're making a... Here are the two issues, okay? There's nothing about the Pasuk that says it's the Shof. Okay? Because the Peteire itself in the Peteire Shabbat the Torah Shebiksav calls them Noisei Ha'orim. So the Torah Shebiksav says, in the Torah Shebiksav, you see there's something different going on over here. Okay? And this within the Bakor, when the Orin was taken together with the Mishkan, it was the Torah Shemaseh B'nei Kos, and it was where all the Dinim, and you require Kisui in Pleiches. Okay? But when it was by itself, the Noisei Ha'orim, it didn't require that. What I said in Mitzvah Chof is only, the Ram says that only if the Torah Shebiksav is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, says that it's a Rasha, then it can't be a Mitzvah Deres. Okay? But the Matiki Ashmua clearly claim that it's not so over here, that this itself, Bakosi Yisrael is Noig L'Deres, and L'Cheira, that's what I added all these other Pesukim for. Okay? See, you're 100% right in the question. I was bothered by the question myself. Okay? Well, L'Cheira, it's an amazing thing going on here, correct? Now, just getting started. Okay? Now, next. Okay? I don't think I'm finished this tonight. We'll go there. Say that. Is it okay? This line by line. Okay, next. Now, the question is, the Ram clearly says, V'om Yisale, Shisa Kohanim, Ke'avodah T'kodesh Aleihem B'Kosiv Yisol, and he says, V'afa Pishi Zuatzivu Bo La'Levim Bo'i Sahi, it was Levim, Omnum Ho Yizeh L'Miut Mitzvah Kohanim B'Zman Ahu, Ki Aroin Hu L'Roish, Om L'Deus Kohanim Chayev Zehem Shisol. And it's an amazing thing, it's almost apologetics that it happened to be at one time by Levim. It basically belongs to Kohanim Baviyasam. He's not trying to say that it was changed. Okay? Correct?
Sure.
Okay, that's the chayu what he seems to say. Okay, so now, question is, when did this happen? Okay. When did it change from Levi to Kohanim? So, the Ram said, On the Deres Kohanim Chayov Mitzazuv Em Shisu Kmo Shehizboyer B'Sefer Yehoshua. Okay. So, you know something, that already at the time of Sefer Yeshua, the mitzvah was Kohanim. Otherwise, you know, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Kmo shi is boya b'Sefer Yeshua. And the Chayyim is referring to the Pasuk in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. V'ata tetzave es ha-Kohanim, noisei aroin ha-bris leimo, kevochem at ktsei mei ha-yardein, v'yardein tamodu. Or Tamdu. For Yadin Tamdu. So, L'Chira, what the Ram is probably learning, that at that point, the mitzvah was netka, L'Kohanim. Terem of Lesa Yardin. And, in fact, it gave him a title. What title? They're giving a new title. V'ata tetzave es ha-kohanim noisei aroin ha-bris. Okay. So it means the kohanim are the noisei aroin ha-bris. And something changed. And it could be, this is the pshat in the Gemara Seita, Allah Magimon Mabez, Ketzer Ovo Yisrael Sayyadin, Bechol Yom Vyoim, Levim Neisna Oroim, Vayoim Nasu Kohanim. That's the question. What it is that correct or not? Whatever it is. That's what the Ram seems to learn. Now, next. Okay, there's so many points over this guy. Correct? Sorry, it's going so slow. Sorry. Okay. In Shir Shlishi, the Ram was very careful to say the Velo Yavoid Oid, which is an Oiseres, the Ashora of Lo Yavoid Oid, Oiseres Levim, Shein B'nei Chamishim Shon V'Mailo, to be Oid V'Mikdosh, was only Noeg Bamidbo. And it wasn't Noeg Mishinichnesu L'Eretz Yisrael. The Lashon Rama Kvato Gam Zikain B'Zulasenu B'Sheres Hazer Umono Ba'avur Sheheitza Lo Ayecheles V'lo Yavo Liros Kabbalas HaKodesh Umono V'lo Yavorei B'Levim. The Eilu Gam Kain Ein Anoigin Noigis Ki Im Bamidbor. And the Ram says it again in the end of Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin. He says at the end of Kuf Pei Zayin, he says, I say Kuf Pei Zayin, Kmo Levi Zokein Shohayaposel Bamidbor. Or that the Psuf Levi Zokein was only Bamidbor. Shere Knossel Eretz Yisrael, the Psuf was Pokah. This Lecher is the Pashas of Sifri and Baal Yisrael. In Piska Samach Gimel, Sh'ad Shel Nichnu La'oret, Hoi Elevim K'sheim, Ben Shloishim Shona, V'ad Ben Chamishim Shona, V'akohanim Mishi Yaviyu Shtei Sairis, Ad Oilom, Avu Shi Nichnesu La'oret, Ein Alevim Nifsolim El Bako. But there's no more psul of Shonim. And that Rabbeinu Hillel seems to say that there, that a Fafilim Gilgal, there was no Psul Shonim B'Levim. And you look also, you can see this problem with Shuvah Avon Ben Arambam in Maisa Nisim Simon Beis. So now, here's a very important question. Is there a relationship between the change of the mitzvah to Kohanim and Levim, from Levim to Kohanim, and the fact that the world turned upside down and lo yavoid oid and lo yavo lios kabbalas hakodesh is only noig by midbo, or it's just a coincidence? Okay, correct. The question I think is pretty clear. Okay. See, the etzim inyan is l'chera. How could you say that lo yavod oid is poka, or they needed it for the olim?
That's
Levim,
the
olim
is
the
kohanim.
What?
That's from Levim, the olim is the kohanim.
Oh, so then you have to say that's the way it changes, and that's what the Ramban says. That's the Ramban learns. The Ram b'sheir shlishi. That explains lo yavod oid, v'lo yavod lios kavas hakodesh lo yavod oid mitzvah l'shah u'bemid b'dafko is l'shitasa in minyan mitzvahs, that the mitzvah sees the olim change the tzivonos shisu akohanim olim al kitfeim, and that's exactly what happens.
The Ramban
says
this.
Yeah, the Ramban says the Ram l'shitasa. In Cherish Gimel. The problem is, if you look at the Ram over here,
it's always Kohanim.
It seems to be always Kohanim. There's no, he does not at all make any reference to what happened in Sherish Gimel. Okay? Correct? So this is the challenge, correct? Okay, now, we explained, if you remember, that there were two dinim in Master Olin. There's a Master Olin, Kechelik Shomatza HaMishkon, and it's told about Pi Hashem Yachnu, and that in the kisu in that there's a lav of lo yavoy, v'lo yorik, liroy, v'lo yirol, v'lo yirol, v'lo yavo liroy, kabbalas hakodesh. Then there was Masa Olam, which is a separate thing. Nothing to do with Masa Mishkan, with the Dibbifnei Atzmur. And you don't need Api Hashem, it's a Seinu. You don't need Kikisur. You don't require B'yachad and Klei Mishkan. So then, there's no reason to equate the two, because it could be that the Lo Yavo Lilos Kabbalas HaKodesh and Lo Yavoid Oid and Cherish Lishi, that's Remit B'davko, is because it depends upon Masa Mishkan. And Masa Mishkan was terminated with the Knesset of Eretz Yisrael. And the Ram Pirush Mishnayis, you don't need to come with the Rav Shtikl Torah with Machlis, the Chodah Ram says the Mufush, in Pirush Mishnayis, we'll see, we'll put two Pirush Mishnayis together. One in Chulin, and one in Zvachim. The Pirush Mishnah in Mesechus Chulin, Perek Alv Mishnei, ולווים נפסולים בשונים, ולוי במומן. עומר יסעלי, בן 50 שונה, יושוב מצווה עד עבודה, ומצו זו אינו מכלל מצו נורגס לדרס, כמו שיסבויה לכו מספרי במינין המצוס. Okay. This, okay. Correct? Elo chal, and that's probably this Madua Basa, which part of the Mishnah is written in afterwards, okay? Elo chal din ze bilevim bizman shohoya hamishkon vahamasa. I thought that the psul from Shonim in Levim has to do with Mishkon and the master from Mishkon. Even though he says later, "Avo b'shila beis alomah l'deiris lo yiposel ha-levi b'shonim el yiposel b'kol levad," that's the lashon of Gemara Chulin. But he's quoting the minyan mitzvahs where he says mefurish twice that the only thing is b'midbar. Okay. Okay. So the psul shonim depends upon Mishkan and Masa. And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah that Mishkan is b'midbar davka, and Mishkan depends upon Machnes. How do I know that? The Rambam says the Lo Yavod Oy depends upon Mishkan, correct? And in Zvachim in Perek, In Perek Paras Chatos, Perek Yud Dalet, Mishneh Hey, the Rambam says like this: How Gilgal lo hoye boy bayis bonui, elo hoye a Mishkan atzmoi shehoye b'midbo. A Gilgal is not a Mishkan. Avo kiven shehaloshoin bi isra bomus nemo tolui b'machne. Or that the Issa from Shchut Eichutz depends upon Machne, for Omu Ashi Shochet Shoi Kesev Oyeiz Ba Machne V'Osa Tam Adovo L'man Ashi Yoviu B'nei Yisrael Zivcheim Ashi Heim Zivcheim Apenei Sode V'ze Hu Issa Bomois Hareim Chisul HaMachneis, with the termination of Machneis U'knisos L'Oretz Kloy Me'eretz Knan והוא בזמן היועצם בגילגו נסתרק עליו הזה ונישה היתש אם הוא יצא לעקב הבומו מעקב כמו שהיו לפני המשכן כיוון שלא ינסע דובו אלא במדבו במוקם שהיו מכנס. Okay, so I would say from this that Mishkan depends upon מכנס, and the Rambam in Shereshlishi puts the lab of Lo Yavoid together with Lo Yavol Lilos Kabbalas HaKodesh as HaKodesh, which depended upon Machnois. And it's not that the Chiv exists also come with the Chetz of Machnois, and there's no Machnois, there's no Chiv, therefore it's called the Shah. It's not like achromet zayin amim, that the mitzvahs are deus, but it's choset the chefsel from zayin amim. Here the etzem mechayiv has to do with machnes. But Rebbeinu Shlomo Masa Oren, even though you learn about Kosev Yisrael, the Masa Oren b'fnei atzmoi does not depend upon Mishkan, and b'hav yosrei it was a mitzvah b'kohanim, and it happened to be the midwas after Leviim, but not because he chefzes the chavod es Levi, but because of miut kohanim, the Ram says. So then there's no hechrach that the psul, there was a psul shonim in the Masa Olam b'fnei atzmoi, there was even in Midbar. If you carried the Olam shloike chelek ha-mishkan, there might not have been a psul shonim then either. For example, a pasuk, and the question how you interpret the pasuk, the Rabban interprets in a certain way, but there's no hechach, the Ram not like that. The pasuk, Vayisu mehar Hashem, derech shloishes yomim. Varein bris Hashem, noiseya lifneihem, derech shloishes yomim, vasu lehem menucha. So the Rabban in Tshuvas, in Shaz of Tshuvas, in Tchilas HaSeif, Vassim and Sadi Hei, Tshuva, lekasha. Eimu gimu yom levad holach lifneihem, liyashe lehem aderech, olavim miyad loretz, v'akodesh boh choshva l'teiva, v'heim choshva l'ra, v'is'oinim nu'akach, v'shuv l'holach lefneim, ele be'emtza, ad boyim el hayardim. Lavan. Shubis Lavan. Okay. Ra'isa masa oma moishe, Kuma Hashem, v'chei menucha yoyim ha-shuv Hashem, lefi she'ovar es mokam chani osay. Okay, let's say that. Well, that's true or not, but if there is the Leviim, noisei ha'orin, if it was a separate matzah, it wasn't b'chlal, the dinim for lo yavod oid, was hotaton with the lo yirol, hotaton with the Seyda Machnes. That's the word Seyda Machnes. And it's also this whole thing that the Bakotev Yisrael is Noeg, Bizman, David. So therefore I just want to tell you one thing. Biskulov said that there was Maseh of the Mishkan, okay, in two Beit Olamim. That's what he says in his letter to my Rebbe, okay? But we don't, it's very difficult to imagine that there were Machnes there. We don't know that it was with a din. It was with Alpi Hashem Yachnu, Alpi Hashem Yisrael, and there was a din lo yor kibolas akredish. The Rambam says it was only by Midbar. So he has to deal with that. That's why it didn't work with that approach. Okay? And it's clear the Gemara Taita in Lamed Hayim and Aleph, Hareni Machshilcho B'Dovo She'afilu Tineker She'Beis Rabam Yoi Dinoisoi Tichsir B'nei Kohos Loi Nosen Ki Avodis HaKodesh V'iyu Aisya B'Yagalta. So it's Noeg, it's the state of the Gemara, then it's Noeg afterwards. The Rambam says Noeg L'Deis. There's another problem over here. The posh of the problem. When you read the posik, that Bakosiv Yisrael, Ki Avodes HaKodesh Aleihem Bakosiv Yisrael, if you read it, it's an explanation of a phenomenon that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not give them the Agolis, correct? If you read this pasuk and it says Bakosav Yisrael, would you interpret it as a tzivui or you interpret it as a sipu dvorim? So, anyone would interpret as a sipur dvarim. So how did the Rambam know that it's a mitzvah? Okay? And the emes is that's what it says. V'yom Hashem Moshe leimo kach meitom v'hoyu l'avoydes avoydes l'moyed menosato isom el levim ish kfi avoydos v'yikach Moshe ish kfi avoydos v'yikach Moshe z'agolos z'aboko v'yitinu isom el levim eshtei agolos z'abos aboko nosan l'bnei Gershon kfi avoydos v'yitavos agolos V'yes shmones haboko nosan l'bnei Moshe kfi avoydos Piari son ben aon akoyin. Uvnei kohos loy nosan, ki avolus akoyish aleim, vakos yisol. Vakim nisim et chanuk is amizbeach, vayori moshach lo yisoy, vakim nisim et kobon on lefnei amizbeach. So lukhev, it's tach sipu dvorim. And the Rambach sherishmini, say you need a sivui. Right? And I saw that Yuchim Pura asked this kasha. In Leisa said, Reishit Beis, Reishit Gimel. The Omer Manir, but that's Rabbeinu Agoin, he says that's Shat in Rapsadi Goin. Bezeh Hu, the Svirulei, the Le'ashkon, Bezeh Asei Bekro, the Mashkos of the Nekos, Le'inosan, Ki Avodis HaKadosh Alei, because he saw, Omer Mizeh Mona Rambam, Izzah V'Sayat HaMitzazu, Be'emes, Ein B'Mashmos, Hakko mitzvasei shalom nisabu moishem bezeh el lika chazagolos meis in the seam lesitun levim lefi avoidosam kidichsim v'chulei v'chulei. Okay, so I would tell you it's boru that the Ram learns the whole end of this Rambam and his whole discussion of Divi Ayomim and his whole discussion of the Sifri is to tell you that it's a Pirush and Makubal that Makos of Yisol is a Tzivui. And then it's an amazing thing. There's a Stira, the Matiki Ashmua cannot tell you that if Pshuta Shal Mikra, that it's a Rosh, okay? But if it's a question, see, here is a verb. Here there's no Pshuta Shemitka. You see, you have to understand, the Ram clearly says in Sherish Shmini that there's a conjugation in Hebrew called the Tzivui. Okay? There's another conjugation. If it's Ba'ovar, it can't be a Tzivui. If it's Ba'hover, it can't be a Tzivui. Okay? You can't say, I am going, and it's a Tzivui to someone. In the future, you could tell him something, and it could be a sipur dvarim, and it could also be a tzivui. So the Matiki Ashmua say that this poil osid is a tzivui. And that is what the Rambam is trying to prove at the end. There are two issues. One issue, who is the mitzvah on? And the other issue, is there a mitzvah? Ukishetziva David lo seis haorim b'pam sheinis. Oma b'divrei yom, that's what he writes. V'yisru'u b'nei levim es aronu alakim kasher tzivo Moshe kidvar Hashem b'kotfom b'matris ale b'moites aleim. U'biru hachachomim shureim ez liyo shakohanim ti avoidosam lo seis haorim alakotev. V'zeu kashe tzivor Hashem Elokei Yisrael. V'loshin sifri. Ki mishpotem kashe tzivor Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Otot. That's a tzivui. Heichon tzivor. Otot matiki ashmu heichon tzivor. V'levnei kohos loinosan ki avodis akridish aleim bakos of Yisrael. Hine zvoy elokho shemitzezu mechal mitzez. And that's what he's proving at the end. Okay, now, so it says the Alpi says Api Shezer Apa Pi Shezer Tzivui. It's a Hatzivui, Hatzivui. Bora Avir Beisahi. It is a Tziv Beisahi. Omnam Hoyi Lemira Kabitzva Kohanim Bizman Ahu. This only refers to the second Kiyum. Because you don't say also the din for Maaseh, which is on the Mishkan, with the lo yavo liyos kvaras hakodesh lo yavo rei, that has nothing to do with Levi, with Kohanim. That's certainly Leviim. Or the Ram learns in the Bnei Kohath, there was a din b'teres Levi on the Maaseh Mishkan, and there was a din from Kohen, which l'chatchila was Kohen, but l'mir Kohanim there was a hechshon or Levi, and that changed. That changed, but you understand that since it was Kohen, and since it was a separate mitzvah, separate thing, it wasn't Mateus Levi, so there never was a problem with you all. You don't need the Ramban to say the Ram the Shitasa. Okay, now. Now. Next. The problem is, I'm not going to finish this, but I'll get started. The Ramban basically asks him a different thing, but there's a problem that this mitzvah, the Ramban is violated, you say that Shi'i, and you say the Adas. So Zeis HaTeri Shalei Teterim Buchlefes. Or the Ramban says, after the mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu said, was said to Levim, and then, at time of Yeshua, it was Neshtan HaLekohanim. It's a chfira! What? The Ramban asks... One second. First of all, the Ramban... The Ramban Hasogis in Sherei Shlishi, Lefi Daiti Shigam Zer Nam... Gam zeh she'omer she'net gam mitzvah l'kohanim eino emes. Chalil alonu! What's chalil alonu? It's a kfira! She'noima she'teshtane shum mitzvah bateir she'alavim nifsol mimasa olon olon. It's a kfira! That's the chalil in Ramban. Chalil alonu! It's a Ram also. And that's Yisrael Chi, Yisrael Chi Abito. Vuhu shezei ha-teira teira esmei shelo tibateo vulo tovo teira teira meis Hashem zulosa vulo yitesim bo vulo yigo bimeno. And also in Yisrael ha-teira perik tes posig alav dova bo vufuish ba-teira mitzvah l'olad. That's the Ramban says chalila. So Mr. Shem, we'll pick this up next time. We'll go on, we'll see.